Good morning, my sisters and brothers. Welcome to Monday Morning Meditation. Our quote for today comes from Carolyn Mosley Braun. She says, "Defining myself as opposed to being defined by others is one of the most difficult challenges I face." Think about it. No one wants to be seen as a liar. Liars are deceptive and cannot be trusted, and yet we are perfectly content to lie to ourselves. And the sad thing is that we lie to ourselves all the time. For example, when we tell ourselves, "I'm going to start on my diet tomorrow," liar. "I'm going to start reading my Bible every day," liar. "I'm always honest with myself," liar. "He's not going to do that anymore," liar. "I'll never do that again," liar. You know, when you think about it, lying to yourself doesn't make logical sense. Now, I need you to follow me very closely right here. Lying involves telling someone something that you know to be untrue. So when you lie to yourself, you are both the liar and the one being lied to. This means that when you lie to yourself, you know what is true and what is not true at the same time, and that doesn't make sense. When you lie to yourself, what you are doing is refusing to believe the truth, that even though you suspect the truth is the truth. And this perhaps is the cause for much of your frustration and disappointment in life. Lying to yourself can bring you to a dark state of frustration and confusion with no one to blame but yourself, and that's not a good place to be. To be happy in life, we must learn to be completely honest with ourselves, and that's not always easy. It's not always easy to be honest with yourself because sometimes the truth hurts. Sometimes the evidence can be right in front of us, but we reject the truth because the truth is not what we want to hear. We don't want to hear that, "Girl, I don't care what that salesperson told you, that dress does not look good on you. He doesn't really love you. They are not the problem, you are." The truth often hurts. Life is filled with harsh realities. Life is not a fairy tale. No one lives happily ever after. And as hard as it is to discover that you've been lying to yourself, it's much easier to discover that before it's too late. And that self-deception takes a lot of work. All of that takes a lot of effort. For in the face of solid evidence, you have to keep lying to yourself day after day. This form of self-deception is costly not only because you think that you are avoiding problems and you don't want to see yourself in a bad light, but also because the truth will eventually come out and what you thought was true was really a lie, and that can be devastating. In the end, each of us must decide for ourselves. Do I want the full truth no matter how much it hurts or where it leads to? And I hope that the answer is yes. For when you know the truth is when you begin to take back control of your life. When you know the truth, then you can make those hard decisions that will put you back in the right path of life. Oh, my sisters and brothers, real happiness starts with telling yourself the truth, even when it hurts. Real healing begins when you stop making excuses for your sins. Real life begins by telling God, "God, you are right and I am wrong." And when you do this, then you will begin your journey toward the promised abundant life of God, because Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Then you will discover real life, because you will discover that the truth will make you free. Let's pray. Our Father, we want to thank you for your revealed love this morning, for our faith compels us to continue our forward look of hope that draws us closer to the time where we will one day experience the fullness of your glory. We passionately pray, O God, that you will save us from the temptation of self-deception, that we will believe you and not our feelings, that we will trust your word and not our thoughts, that we will not lean to what we think or feel, but in all of our ways acknowledge you so that you can direct our paths. The truth is, God, that we can do nothing without you. The truth is, God, that your word is truth. Your word is life. And so, God, as we come to you this morning in prayer, we pray, God, that as we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice unto you, that we might come to know what is your good and acceptable will for our lives. For this we ask in Jesus' name, and in his name do we pray. Amen. Well, that brings us to another close of Monday morning meditation. But always remember this, live each day in love with God. That's all I got. You guys be good. Until the next time. Bye.